With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A conference center could fill a gap in Rhinelander's tourism industry. That was one of the big takeaways from a recent feasibility study on a conference and event space development in the Rhinelander area. The study was to see if the area could support a conference center capable of hosting larger meetings, conferences, trade shows, and events that are currently difficult to accommodate within the community. Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce CEO Lauren Sackett presented the study to the Rhinelander City Council Monday.
The study found that Rhinelander possesses many of the characteristics that can support a conference center, including a strong tourism economy, significant visitor traffic, a regional service hub role within the Northwoods, and a location within driving distance of more than 1 million people. It's also identified a gap in the marketplace for a larger conference center and event space in northern Wisconsin.
Nationally, there is increasing interest in destination-based conferences and events. The study recommended a conference center that could accommodate at least 500 people. Sackett stressed that the chamber is not interested in owning or operating a conference center.
We simply wanted to share these results with you to ensure that you are aware of this in case an opportunity arises. If a private developer or a hotel operator or investor emerges in the future, we hope that these findings can help guide that conversation.
Conference centers are often viewed as economic development and tourism assets because they can attract visitors who utilize local hotels, restaurants, retailers, attractions, and other businesses. A Northwoods historian has been selected for the Wisconsin Historical Society's Board of Curators. Carrie Bladorn was appointed to the board by Governor Evers. The board oversees the operational aspect of the Wisconsin Historical Society. A note to listeners, Bladorn is a WXPR contributor.
It's been really exciting to see what goes on behind the scenes, you know, in the administrative aspect of our state history. And the Wisconsin Historical Society is the oldest state historical society in the country. So, you know, it's right up my alley.
Bladorn says it's been a while since someone from this neck of the woods has been on the board. He's looking forward to learning more and seeing what he can offer.
We have such a rich history in the Northwoods of Wisconsin. I'm going to do my best to, again, advocate for the history of this area.
The Board of Curators includes 8 statutory appointees and up to 30 board members who guide Wisconsin Historical Society's vision and mission to connect people to the past by collecting, preserving, and sharing stories. Big crowds are expected in Rhinelander for both the annual art fair and car show. The 39th Art Fair on the Courthouse Lawn takes place at the Oneida County Courthouse on Saturday. Over 100 booths will offer unique pieces of art and handmade crafts. Food and entertainment are also part of the event. In the downtown area, the Rhinelander Car Show will feature a lineup of classic and custom vehicles, trucks, and motorcycles. Both events run from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Saturday. The DNR offers opportunities for disabled hunters to try to bag a deer, but they need places to go. Landowners interested in sponsoring a gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities need to enroll their properties by July 1st. Landowners must have at least 60 acres available, be able to host at least 3 hunters, and complete an online application. Sponsors are encouraged to keep the hunter density to at least 1 hunter per 20 acres of land. Lands with fewer than 3 participants enrolled or less than 60 acres will be approved by the DNR on a case-by-case basis. Visit the DNR's Deer Hunting for Hunters with Disabilities webpage for more information. The Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities began in 1992 and provides hunting opportunities for approximately 400 hunters each year. Leaders are working to improve the well-being of children in Wisconsin. They're calling on lawmakers to address disparities between black and white families. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
New research from the annual Kids Count Data Book, published by the Annie E. Casey Foundation, tracks how families are faring across a range of categories nationwide. The state showed improvements in factors related to economic well-being and family and community, but Emily Miota with nonprofit Kids Forward says the data can be deceiving when you consider that 28% of black children in Wisconsin are living in high poverty areas compared to just 1% of white children.
This is the largest disparity across the country for data that we have available. And that really means that there is policy in Wisconsin that we need to address to ensure that every kid has the opportunity to thrive.
Miota adds a deeply divided state legislature has failed to see eye to eye on key issues that impact the prosperity of all Wisconsin families. Her group is calling on lawmakers to make investments in health care, child care, and economic and community support to begin to close the gap. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.